I have a small confession to make. It's a small one because I was a little kid when it happened. But in my house growing up, we never talked about Epiphany. It was always Three Kings Day. And even to this day, talking to my folks and that, you know, you keep the Christmas decorations up, not until Epiphany, but until Three Kings Day. And so as a little kid, you know, every once in a while the word Epiphany would pop up or you come to Mass and mention, I just thought like, what's Epiphany? What? I had no clue. And it was even that remembered as that Sunday where at my home parish, the Three Kings would be in front of the ambo because the manger scene was on the opposite side of the sanctuary for Christmas. And then on Holy Family weekend, they would have moved in front of the altar, so they're getting a little closer. And then today, finally, the kings would be at the manger scene. And so with thinking of all that, we have Three Kings Day, the wise men, the magi, all these different names. What is it about today that we actually celebrate? Is it that we all come here and have an epiphany? Not so much. But quite simply, this is the day that we celebrate the revelation of Christ's birth to all nations. It's that aha moment where all realize that the prophecies of old have come true. Jesus' birth was seen by few, but by the light of the star, through creation, God's incarnation was made known to all people. And in that, we also recall the journey that we all are on, the journey to heaven. Now, the kings are kind of an interesting bunch. First of all, they're probably not really kings. Sorry. But probably not. Wise men might be the better title for them. But they were very intelligent men, astronomers. They studied the sciences and the stars and the skies and did so in relation to Scripture. They weren't Jewish. They weren't necessarily people of faith from what we know, but they used all the resources available to kind of try to put together what life meant, what the cosmos meant, and what we could learn from all that. And in the end, they came from different parts of the world, different cultures, to find the one Messiah. Their lives and their journey to find Jesus is really a model for all of us. Think of your time as a child. It's a time where we learn little by little, not only about the world, but about ourselves. As we gain in wisdom, our parents teach us more things, we have more experiences. We're also introduced to Jesus as that nice man who loves us very much, a very simplistic image, but one that introduces us to the Messiah. And if you were like me, you also like to get into stuff and try to figure out how everything worked. So I'd take random things, you know, take things apart and then try to put it back together. But at 6 years old, putting back together wasn't so easy, even though it looked like it. But there's kind of that innate sense in all of us to, even at a, especially at a young age, to kind of go deeper, to learn more, to just figure out how stuff works. And I think that is true, especially when it comes to Jesus. No matter what point of life we're at, whether we're farther along or we're young, there naturally comes that desire to go deeper, to know more, and especially when we have that openness to Jesus and his grace. And I think of that in the same way as the wise men spending so many years studying the stars and the happenings in the sky. It was kind of like their years of formation, trying to answer those deep questions of why are we here? What comes next? What's that deeper meaning? And people go about this in all different ways, but all of us, I think it's a human thing to have that desire to know more. And that's where our search begins, and that's where our journey begins. The wise men went out on a journey that really was about their intellectual findings. It was about what they saw in the sky and the stars and such. And they wanted to learn and to experience. And I'm sure that they didn't set out in the mindset of a pilgrimage per se, where they were going out as an act of faith to find their Lord and their Messiah. But they were searching, and their journey ultimately was a journey of the soul as much as it was anything else. And that's the same journey all of us are on. Whether believer or not, regardless of race, culture, or creed, Every human is on a search for fulfillment, happiness, and peace. It's called the journey of life. But where we find that fulfillment, or at least try, where we think peace comes from, and where we think that we can be made whole, that's where the difference comes in. And unfortunately, some of our brothers and sisters don't quite know that they're looking for Jesus. If you talk to most people who have converted to Christianity, not even Catholicism specifically, but just Christianity, I bet you'll hear the same thing. In their stories, they so often talk about how something was missing in their life. They had sought happiness and fulfillment from so many things in the world. Maybe partied in college, maybe had, you know, dated, sought happiness in being their own boss, had that perfect job, got the house they wanted, all those things that we dream of. Whatever those things might be, but eventually there was still a loneliness and a void that had to be filled. And their life search turned from the things of the world and the pursuit of money and all of that, and it turned to Jesus. Because somehow, through some experience or word of a friend, whatever it might have been, that idea was sparked. And they had their epiphany moment that, aha, here's Jesus. Maybe he's what I need. After all, our hearts are restless until they rest in thee. And so in the Magi, following that star, they began their own journey of the soul. But notice that it was through creation that God called them. It wasn't the thundering voice of heaven that would really make things a lot easier if God just spoke to us that way. But rather, it was through the light of a star. It was through his very own creation that the Magi saw, learned, and then followed. And so too for us, whether it be through an experience of nature, like a beautiful sunset, maybe it's an evening walk. I know it's winter, but still. Whether it's an evening walk or a hike through the woods, the words of a friend, what our spouse tells us, all of those different, what we would call random things, but that's God creation. That's God's creation. And it's through that creation that we are led by the star, that God calls us to himself and to deep relationship with him. And so as we journey through life, as our souls journey back towards God, there's always a star to guide us. That much is a fact. It's up to us to see the star and keep our eye on it. And then when the wise men arrive, they fall to their knees and give homage and gifts to the baby. And that might be the hardest part of our faith. In their falling to their knees, they symbolized the surrender of all people to the Messiah. As the kings represent all nations and all corners of the earth, so too in their homage to the Messiah, they represent that the whole world falls to a knee in front of baby Jesus. To have faith requires that we put aside our own egos and our own pride, and we let God take charge. We surrender to the innocence and humility of the baby Jesus, which is so counterintuitive to anything that society will tell us. Be yourself. Do you. It's one of my favorites. Just do you. All of those messages, while they might promote independence, which isn't a bad thing, we can't be independent from God. We have to fall, and we have to surrender. And here are the Magi. Again, not people of faith, they're not Jewish. But they see that star, they feel a calling in their heart. And when they set out, they probably couldn't quite name what it was. Maybe they knew from some of their learnings or whatever it might have been. But it wasn't until that experience of the baby Jesus that they began to understand, that they fell to their knees and gave him gifts. And of course, the gifts that they gave Jesus would represent his life and what would happen to him. And so too, in the gifts that we've been given by God, it's our job then to offer them back, kind of like a cycle. God gives and we give back. No gift is meant just for ourselves. It's always meant for the service of our brothers and sisters. And in that sense, we then offer them back to God when we serve one another. J. Just like at every Mass, when the bread and wine is brought forward and we're going through the collection, really what those, that bread and wine that's on the table back there now, that symbolizes all of creation. It symbolizes everything God gave us. And when it comes forward to the altar, the priest then on behalf of all of us offers that back up to God, says, thanks for this gift, here you go. And then in turn, God sends it back to us as the body and blood of Jesus. Something as simple as processing up bread and wine, something as simple as a few prayers to God, and think of how profound that is. That all of that happens just in those few minutes while we're here at Mass. And so the same holds true for all the gifts and the services that we do. They're offered back to God, and they come back to us to build the kingdom of God, to serve one another, to be that bright star to all people. And so today is Three Kings Day. It's Three Wise Men Day. It's Epiphany. It's all sorts of different titles, whatever you want to use. But we link our lives to that of the Magi as we continue on our journeys of faith to see baby Jesus. Like them, we come from near and far, different backgrounds, cultures, families, but we come to worship the one true God as one body of Christ, asking his grace to continue to renew and strengthen our souls. And so may the bright light of that great star over Bethlehem shine brightly in all of our hearts as we bring others and ourselves to the manger.